have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Count my blessings. The good Lord has shown up, kept me. Could have been gone a long time ago, but he spared me, there's no question. And he saved me from myself, even from the hands of the devil. When I felt that I had nothing left and it lost, he was right there, that's myself. Yeah, he ordered my steps and I bounce right back like a ball. I'm feeling like I'm 50 feet tall. Feel like I'm genuine with the lines, get with them chilling, cause God has control of it all. Even my flaws can't keep it from loving me, showing his face and grace. I don't want to be without him, never want to doubt him. No, not ever, they pour my face. I own my heart and my brain. I can remember the day when I was caught up in my ways, feeling like everybody ever kissed me and nothing's gonna ever change, man. But once I accepted the presence of the Son of the Most High God, and such a bit of burden there, and the truth is that I knew less hard.
He didn't have to do it, he didn't have to do it, but he told me to be me, he made me a new me. He sent me straight, he sent me on my state. I knew a time, his name is so great. My Abba Yahweh, Jehovah El Shaddai, you reign. My Father in heaven, your power and presence, just trust me and I'm saved.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Five lands said it ain't enough, gotta give them all, cause he got my back. Ever since I met him, I don't see no lag. I learned how to fight the problem with a statement. All I gotta do is say his name. Receive it in my heart, believe it, keep the faith in everything. It's gonna start to change. That's the way to tell you words. With the favor comes the purse. He can wipe away the dirt, but you gotta put him first. He's the reason I can make it through the day when the enemy is throwing rocks. I just open up the word and meditate and hit him back with multiple shots. And it's all because of what he did. He'll come for all my sins. I'm so glad I let him in. All I ever do was win. I can't imagine my life without him. What would I be if I hadn't found him? I'm glad that he was waiting on me, being patient for me, even when I was down him. He never gave up on my sins and soul. He seen the best of me, he made me whole. Through the fire, me that can't be controlled. I'm here to spread the gospel all across the globe. His destiny is 100-fold. He give me strength when I beat my foes. What I did to get up in his grace, man, I will never, ever, ever know.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
That right there was hype. That was hype. I love that, baby. Didn't have to do it, but again, what up? Man, it's been too long. It's been too long. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Drain. I'm telling you, oh, my God, so glad to be with you tonight. It has been so long, too long. And you know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I think I say it all the time. But believe you me, I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or the last time that was the last time that I said probably might just possibly be the last time. I missed you guys. I really did. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me, your boy, Dre, for another Sunday with Nuts. Let's get right into it, and I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people, because you guys need help, and that's what I do. I help. I give, because I'm a giver. Now, I must state the disclaimer, and it merely reads, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for you. Why? Because you guys are in trouble. You guys are lost, and I am the flashlight. I am the beacon of hope that will lead you to a better place in your life. Why? Because it's kind of what I do. I don't need to help. Y'all need to help. That's why I'm doing it for you guys. Let's jump right into it. This first segment is I'm a Thug. You know what? Because there's some thugs out there, y'all. This has been one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre, because it has really helped people identify the thug in them and the thug in certain family members and friends. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all. Tupac lied. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. And you know what they call it? You guessed it. Now, you could be the thug. Your thug could be a family member that's a thug, could be a friend or coworker, could be a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank. Someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny yet. Maybe it's a little chilly out there. I just believe it's our duty and our obligation to point out the people who are just straight up thugging and living a thug life. Now, if you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied into one person, you, and you a thug. Get your life right. Get it together. Don't make no doggone sense. You're too old for that. Here we go. Number one. If this is you, you're a thug. Number one. I'm a thug. This right here is a thug, y'all. I go around to homeless people bare chains. So that's a thug right there. Let me tell you something. The reason why it's a thug, these people is homeless, and they need spare change. They asking for your spare change. How you going to ask somebody that ain't got no change for spare change? That's a thug right there. Quit playing with people's lives, okay? People are in trouble and they need help. Quit thugging like that. Number two, I'm a thug. Oh, now this is a thug right here, y'all. This is a straight up thug. I went to church wearing a all hell's going to break loose t-shirt. You know what? That's a thug right there. How you going to go in the church with an all hell's going to break loose t-shirt on? You know what? You just asking for trouble, and you're asking to get kicked out of the church. Come on now. But that's a thug, because a thug ain't got no respect for no place and nobody. Number three, I'm a thug. Wow. In my driver's license picture, I'm smoking a black and mild. See, that right there is a thug. First of all, how the hell they let you take that picture with a black and mild in your, you know what? Whoa. Must be some thug people working at the license branch. This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, no. No, this is a straight up thug right here. If ever there was a thug, this is a thug. I'm a thug. I park my motorcycle in a handicapped parking space. That's a thug right there, because you on a motorcycle, chances are you ain't all that handicapped. See, these people need those spaces, see, because they need to be able to be as close to the door as possible, because they may have some kind of disability that hinders them from walking at a quicker pace. But you're going to park your motorcycle there and just get out and skip into the store. Come on now. Quit thugging. Have some respect for somebody, okay? This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was at KFC licking other people's fingers. You know what? I know they say KFC is finger licking good, but no, that don't mean you can say it. And that's another thing about a thug. They nasty and they disgusting. You mean to tell me you'll just go to a random chicken restaurant and just start licking other people's fingers, sucking the grease and the juice off of their fingers? That's a thug, y'all. The thug is nasty. And wait a minute. Who would let somebody do that to them? A stranger? Come on now. People, no. I digress.
quit thugging, y'all. This one right here. This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, my. Yeah, yeah. This is a thug right here, y'all. If there ever was a thug, this is a thug. I'm a thug. I spent my rent money on lottery tickets because I'm trying to buy a house. You know what? That's a thug because a thug is stupid. A thug is an idiot. A thug is just dumb. Just dumb. A buffoon. So you're gonna take your rent money and spend it on lottery tickets because you're trying to win and buy your house. Come on now. That's a thug. See, a thug is just a... That's a thug, y'all. That's a straight-up thug. And finally, this one right here. I'm a thug. Now, this one, yeah. This one right here is probably one of the worst thugs I ever heard in my life. I'm a thug. I go to random people's funerals and make fun of the guests. You know what? You just don't know. These people is mourning the death and the passing, the homegoing of a loved one. But you there, sitting in the back, people there. Come on, look what they got on. Ain't nowhere. I wouldn't be caught dead in that. They need to jump in the casket, too. You know what? That's a thug right there. Because a thug don't care about nothing and nobody. Don't care where they are. They just going to thug out no matter what the time of day is, no matter the place. That's a thug, y'all. Y'all quit thugging. It don't make no doggone sense. You're going to get hurt out in these streets, okay? Now, this next segment, is, of course, it's one that's near and dear to my heart because it's about the kids. You know Dre love the kids. Of course I love the kids. Why wouldn't I love the kids? I hate what they do. I love them. It's called Whose Baby Is That? You know what? Because the children are the future. And looking at some of these kids, you know what? The future don't look too good. But it ain't the fault of the kids. It's the parents. The parents are horrible. Yes. If your kids are horrible because you're horrible. Come on now. Especially if they're babies. Now, let me tell you something. You know whose baby's that? It could be your baby. Mm-hmm. Could be a family member's baby. Could be a coworker or a friend's baby. Could be a stranger in the streets baby. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank. Or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet maybe somewhat slightly chilly day. I just believe it's our duty and our obligation to point out to people when we just see their baby just, you know what, just wrong. Whether they dress the mess, in the mess, looking the mess, smelling the mess, making a mess, okay? Let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies you know, that's because they all tied into one child, yours. And if it is, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Choke yourself till you pass out. Roller skate and rush out of traffic. Do something about it. Come on now. Number one, whose baby is that? Three years old. So much snot on their bottom lip. Look like they wearing lip gloss. Come on now. I don't understand that. Lips got so much snot on. It look like they wearing lip gloss. Come on now. Clean that baby's mouth and face up. Okay? Wash the baby's face. That don't make no doggone sense. You're a horrible parent. Whose baby is that? Number two. Oh, my gosh. Three years old. And got to give them painkillers in order to brush their hair. See, that don't make no doggone sense. Whose baby is that? Huh? Whose baby is that? Hey, they got so nappy, you got to give them a painkiller before you even brush it. Not comb it, but brush it. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Number three. Whose baby is that? 4 years old. And can spell cuss words. And not regular words. You know what? That don't make no doggone sense. Whose baby is that? What kind of language, you know? All right. Anyway, this one right here. Whose baby is that? Oh, no. It's too many of these out here. It's too many out here. Whose baby is that? Got on the brand new Jordans. You know what? I don't understand that. Why would you get, let me say this. You're a horrible parent. You're a disgusting piece of trash of a parent. If your baby got on the new, you know what, you were standing in line for 17 days and 16 hours to be the first ones to get your baby the new Jordan. but won't go to the school to talk to the teacher on why your child can't read. Come on now. He can't do simple math. Come on now. He got behavior problems. Come on now. You're standing in line for the new joints. You got time to do that, but you ain't got time to go to the school and say, well, your child is stupid. What's wrong with you? You're a horrible parent. I digress. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Oh, this one right here. 4 years old and already wearing makeup. I don't know what you're teaching your daughter and who's teaching her to put on makeup at 4 years old. Why are you letting them get out the house with makeup on? What are you training them for, 100 streets? Huh? I don't understand it. You're a bad parent. You're disgusting. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Oh, no. This one right here. Boy, y'all just seen this. Whose baby is that? 5 years old and already wearing dentures. You know what I'm saying? If your teeth are so jacked up at that early stage, well, you don't even want your baby teeth is falling out. You don't even want your permanent teeth to come in because you know they're going to be jacked up. So you just pull them out before they even start to come in and just get your child some dentures. That don't make no doggone sense. You know why that is? That's because you letting them eat the wrong thing and you're not taking care of their teeth and teaching them how to brush your teeth, okay? Don't make no sense. I seen a child the other day, couldn't have been no more than about 5 or 6. Smiled at me and scared me half to death. Scared me half to death. Teeth look like dice. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. White and black spots all over. Come on now. Whose baby is that? This one right here, y'all. Whose baby is that? He is so big, look like his neck about to collapse. Come on now. Y'all just seen them fathead babies. Y'all just seen them now. Y'all just seen them. It don't make no doggone sense. He is so big about to break the baby neck. It don't make no doggone sense. Now, stop feeding that baby food like that. Finally, this one right here. Whose baby is that? Uh-oh. This one right here is this. Now, this right here, this gets me every time. Whose baby is that? 18 months old. You go to pick him up. As soon as you pick him up, they sneeze in your face and start laughing. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's equivalent to spitting in my face. I had a baby did that one time to me. He ain't doing no more. Because as soon as he sneezed and that perspiration, that spit, that water, that mist hit my face, I dropped him. And I punted him like a football. I sure did. Parents got mad, but I had my pistol on me. I ain't playing with y'all. Kid did that on purpose. My mom told me don't take no lick from nobody. Anyway, I digress. No kids were harmed during any of these, okay? The baby actually liked it. It was a tough baby. Again, I want to be a blessing, not a curse. I'm not here to hurt nobody. Just help people because people need help. And that's what I do. Now, this next segment, I tell you what, this one has definitely been it's been eye-opening. It really has. I like this segment because what this segment does is it teaches us that although we're different, we are still the same in certain ways. Okay? Now, this segment is called, it don't matter if you're black or white. It goes because it really don't. It don't matter what color you are, what race you are. I'm telling you what, we are all the same. We're a little different, but we're all the same. Here we go. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number one, I tell you what, if I'm waiting and standing in line at Walmart and you cut in front of me, you're going to mess around and get hit in the back of your head. It don't matter if you're black or white. And now this one right here, it don't matter if you're black or white. But I tell you what. If your child got on them hard white shoes and they kick me in my knee, they gonna get kicked back. It don't matter if you're black or white. This one right here, it don't matter if you're black or white. This one sure don't matter. If you call me the N-word, it don't matter if you're black or white. I'm gonna have an attitude. It's just that if you're black and you call me the N-word, I'm gonna have an attitude and get mad. If you white and call me the N-word, I'm going to have an attitude, get mad, and you better get to running. It don't matter if you're black or white. This one right here. Look here, it don't matter if you're black or white. If your kids are bad, you're going to get them and you beat up. It don't matter if you're black or white. I don't care. See, we're the same, but we're just a little bit different, but we're all equal. Finally, this one right here. It don't matter if you're black or white, because it really don't. It don't. If I catch you stealing from me, I'm going to break two fingers on your hand. It don't matter if you're black or white. Why? Because you deserve it. Now, this next segment, I just want to tell you right now, this is a segment that I really do love because, well, it's one of my favorites because it's just my random thoughts. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. It's just random thoughts. It doesn't matter. These are my random thoughts. They ain't got nothing to do with you or nobody else. So I really don't care about your opinion on these because, again, it had nothing to do with you. These are my random thoughts. Random thought number one, random thought. If Michael Jackson was born a poor little black boy, but he died a rich old white woman, if he went to heaven, which bathroom would he use? The male or the female? That's a random thought. Random thought. White people refer to black people as colored. Answer me this then. White people, they get mad, they turn red. They get sick, they turn blue. And when they go to the tanning booth, they turn yellow or orange. But yet black people are the one that's called colored. Aren't they more colors than us? Just a random thought. Again, they got nothing to do with nobody but me, because they're my random thoughts. And finally, random thought. Chickens. Why is it that chickens are the preferred bird of choice for most black people to eat? But they really don't fly, so it's just easy for us to catch them. Sounds like it's a setup to me, y'all. Quit eating chickens. They're here for a reason, to destroy you. I ain't never known of a bird that can't fly. But chickens can't fly. I think they've been planted here for us. Stop eating chickens right now. Again, these are my random thoughts. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody, nothing. They're just my thoughts. Now, finally, we come to the part of the show where I always like to put a little Jesus in it, because these are the church announcements. I invite you to join us as we get our worship and praise on, for we are the church of Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. Reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's on the same page. Everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. There's no confusion in the church. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person services or don't have access to the internet and can't watch us as we stream. The sick did and the shut it up in. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service and may have been watching us as we stream, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they were too busy running their mouths gossiping about stuff they had no business gossiping about. First of all, let me tell you something, okay? I heard y'all laughing. I seen y'all pointing. Yes, you can say what you want. That was my real hair on my head. Now, just because it slid a little bit, because I started sweating, don't mean that it was not my hair. It was my hair, and I got the receipt to prove it. That's number one. Mother Pearline, as you know, she's been in the nursing home for quite some time, and she's still feeling kind of down, not in the highest of spirits, because ain't nobody came and really saw about her. So I'm asking you, you know, she has been one of the pillars of the church. You know, she's a mother in the church, and she has been a faithful member for decades. You know, this woman is a giver, and she's always looking out for others. But now all she wants is somebody to come by and just sit with her and talk to her, somebody to check on her. The least y'all can do is just stop by and say hi. It don't take much, okay? Just 10 minutes just to go and check on the woman and show your love for her, make her feel good and lift her spirits. Just go by there and do something. Say something to her. Now, don't be heartless. You say you got the love of the Lord in your heart. Well, show her. Wait a minute. Look, it don't matter the last time I went by to see her. It don't matter, okay? It ain't about me. It's about y'all, okay? I've been by to see her. Matter of fact, I saw it on this past Wednesday. I sure did, because I was driving by and her curtains was open and I saw it through the window. So I seen her already. One of y'all go check on her. Now, some number two. As you know, me and Deacon Lonnie have had an on-again, off-again, somewhat of a tumultuous relationship. And he was here earlier. And as you can see, he left abruptly. Anyone that want to know why he left, just know this. I told him that his check bounced and he can't come back until he make it good. I'm not fooling with him. I'm not fooling with him. Now, number three. I've said this before, but apparently people thought I was playing. Let me tell you something, okay? Do not come up, and I repeat, do not come up front for prayer if we have returned your check, okay? We're not praying for people that, if you bounce the check to the church, we're not praying for you till you make your check good. You think I'm playing with you? Come up here for prayer too, and think we don't realize you didn't bounce the check, okay? You're going to get these hands laid on you in a very physical way. So if your check bounced, don't come up for prayer. Finally, we come to the part of the announcements that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund total. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything: intrigue, mystery, horror, humor, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, fund has raised, and I quote, absolutely nothing. That's about right. Look here, let me tell you something about this building fund. It's going to come a time when we're not going to raise money for the building fund because ain't nobody giving. It's just a waste of time. But what we are going to start doing is we're going to start letting folks in the church and then paying and charging them to get out. We're going to treat this place like a jail. You're going to check in, but it's going to cost you to check out. Trust me. It's coming a lot sooner than you think. Well, you all, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. As we always like to do, we like to pray us out. So I ask you that all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind, because it don't matter then, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty. Not guilty. I object. Overruled. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? The room over there. You see where it says no insurance? Go on over there and stay sick. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we could love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. I enjoy just being with you. You guys be blessed and not stressed. Enjoy the rest of your night and have a great week. If you don't remember anything, just remember this. The Lord love you, and I like you a little bit. I'll see you next Sunday with more Nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite, put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. Goodbye.